Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
Garage Wet.
No!
Put your hands together on the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, legendary.
The legendary Kelly Mizrahi.
Boys and queens, we are back on the motherfucking air for another installment of the motherfucking show. Yes, bitch, we are here and we are live, bitch. And to you girls that were talking about when will the show start, hold on. Girls that was asking about when was the show going to start, baby, girl, I'm having technical problems over here, and I'm trying to fix them. That's why the show is taking so long. So you bitches calm your motherfucking horses, bitch, okay? Bitch, the show will start when we get the fuck on the motherfucking line. I'm trying to get everything situated in motherfucking order here. Damn, calm the fuck down. Shit, we ain't going no motherfucking way at all, child. Damn, girl, but yes, we are live on the air, honey, and we are definitely going to recap the motherfucking show tonight for you motherfucking girls, baby, okay? Baby, I don't know where to start, honey. I see y'all already started in the chat room, bitch. And so much has happened since last week, Wednesday, since the motherfucking show was over. It was so much that happened this thing. The letter came out that Pony discussed. I see you up there. I got you. I see you there. You're there now. Okay, so much has happened, honey. The letter came out with Pony reading and everything. I don't know if I want to discuss that or if I want to wait until he goes on Milan's show and discuss that on Milan's show. I don't know if I want to touch topics on it tonight, but it was just so much. It was just so much, honey. But, you know, I am going to have a rebuttal for his letter, honey. I'm definitely going to rebuttal to his letter. But I'm not going to waste no motherfucking time. I'm going to go straight to my motherfucking partner, A-Club, honey. And yes, we did with Legendary Real this weekend, honey. The legendary form himself, Rodney Millard. Oh, wait, hold on. What the fuck happened? Hold on. Okay, here we go. Yes, honey. We have to make the legendary form of the legendary Rodney Millard.
Hello. Good morning.
What's going on, Rodney?
Not much.
What's up?
Nothing much, honey. The girls are already starting to sit in the chat room already. Already started in the chat room. Wow. Since y'all want to start, you know, since everybody in the chat room, y'all is dying to hear about this, and maybe you know, I know Sonia does listen to the show from time to time, so I hear that she is on the airwaves, and she is listening to the show, so maybe Sonia press one, and she'll call in here after I give y'all the story, Miss A, and you know, Miss Angie does listen to the show from time to time, so maybe she'll call in, but Sonia is definitely on the live, and she is definitely listening to the show, so maybe she'll definitely call in. So let me give y'all exactly what happened, because nobody knows the true and the real story of what happened. What happened was this whole incident between Sonia and Angel, because you know this is how we got to start the show, because this is how the ball started. I was sitting home about 1:30. I was waiting for Jack to get to the bar for him to call me and tell me that he was at the bar so I can take him come around the corner, because the bar was actually around the corner from my house. So by the time I got off the phone with Jack, like 5 minutes later, I got a phone call from somebody like, bitch, if you don't hurry up and get around this corner, Miss Thing, bitch, you're going to miss all the tea. And they gave me like, bitch, Sonia just missed Miss motherfucking Angel at the function. And so I'm sitting here out of gag nation. And so I get up and I go slippers on with my dress, and I pumped around the corner to the motherfucking ball. Lo and behold, I get to the ball, Miss Say, and they don't know who Mace's agent, whether they know agent does get Mace at the function. So, like, a half an hour ago, I got the full beat on what happened at the ball. What happened at the ball, it was food being sold at the ball, along with the drinks and everything that was at the ball was being sold at the ball. Angel went over. So now your mother was serving the food. Angel went over to get a plate of food, and Angel said, Angel gave the very, I don't have to pay for no food, whatever. And so then, after that, she got in. Sanaya's mother was the one that was serving the food. She got in with Sanaya's mother. They finally pulled her away from over there. She got to play the food, went in the VIP section, and gave the like, Sanaya, all your family is out there feeling that shit over some food and quack, 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 quack. And then Sanaya read her down and called her all types of little boys. And she looked like she was in a Halloween costume and all types of things and everything. And then Sanaya's mother came in and was saying something about the situation, and this angel got flipped out the left, and this Kim maced her, and that's what happened. So it wasn't Sanaya that maced her, Sanaya's mother maced her. For all the girls that going around saying Sanaya maced her, it was her mother that maced her. So, and that's what happened at the ball for that part of the function, honey. Okay? That's what that happened. Okay? But the ball was really cute. I got to say, Grand Prize to the House of Milan, once again, over the House of Mizrahi by another fucking 2 points for another $1,000. Well deserved, Eric, Rodney, Hickory, and all the Milans that came out and won. Yeah, definitely turned it out.
Thank you.
Hi, Rodney.
Thank you.
We was in the, what I tell you, girls, bitch, we was in that motherfucking ball, and we was battling down there with the Milan's versus the Mizrahi. He said, we was battling. I was begging. We didn't have people for the category, but I knew I had the kids in that were sitting down at the table that could walk other categories, and I knew the Milan's didn't have nobody in that could walk that category, and I would turn around and Rodney would be pulling somebody out of the back of the runway for that same fucking category. We battled out, but it was definitely fun. The place was nice, and it was big. And it was really fun. It wasn't a lot of girls there, but it was just fun with the girls that was there. And I got to say welcome back to the legendary father, Harold Balenciaga. He's definitely back in the building. And I got to say welcome back to the legendary Kevin Prodigy that Vogue down in the motherfucking name of Vogue, bitch. He Vogue in the name. Now, what was your highlights and stuff at the ball, Rodney?
My highlights were, it was excitement, but it was shade. I mean, it was, like you said, it wasn't a lot of people there, but it was definitely names in the building, so it was good to see that the people came out in the spirit of competition and supported the ballroom throwbacks. I gave it, pluses because the tables were only $65, but it was more stuff on that table than I've seen at balls that were $150 and
$200. Oh, no, Rodney, not just 65. Two tables for $65.
Yes. It was, wine, water, the basics, other stuff like the candy and the chips and different stuff like that. It was definitely well worth $65 for two. I mean, it was there. And the trophies were, we won the mini grand. So those mini grands and the grand prize trophies were definitely a keepsake.
Yes, it definitely was. I love a glass or a crystal trophy. I definitely do.
And, controversy within the ball. Angel and Sanaya thing. I got on the tail end of it. And then, like, during the ball, you had Ashley and Kiana. Then you had the thing with Kelly, people, on the sidelines disputing that. Then you had the Neil situation. So it was a lot going on, but it was a ball.
I really feel so bad. I really feel so bad for Neil that he keeps coming out there and walking legendary performance and they keep chopping him. I really just think that Nail needs to just wait until somebody actually ordained him legendary before he decides to come out and walk again, because it's really embarrassing to himself. And it's like, child, they keep giving it to you. Every time you get it, they're giving it to you. I feel really bad for him. I really do. I don't know. It was just a mess, honey. But I had fun, honey. I had fun. Oh, wait, hold on. They said take 2 quarters. I got quarters. Hold on. I only got 1 quarter. Hold on. Legendary overall godmother of the house of Mizrahi, Susan Mizrahi, you're live on the air. Hello? Hello?
Ronnie? Hello, caller, you're there. Susan, how are you doing?
Susan? 757-292, you're live on the air. Hello? I don't know what's going on. I don't have any more callers but Susan, honey. If anybody else is on the line and you want to talk, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time, and we'll definitely bring up your number, honey. But Susan's the only person that I see that was online, honey, and she, I guess she don't want to talk right now, honey. But I had fun. I really enjoyed myself. Who's mad at me? I want to know who's mad at me. But I really enjoyed myself. It was fun. It was fun just to be there and just walking around and the atmosphere and everything. It was really cute. I really enjoyed myself, honey. You know. And I want to say congratulations to Charisma Icon for definitely winning Legendary Performance. It was a win well deserved. We sang, you
hold
know,
on, Kelly. Hold
know.
On, Kelly. Hello.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
Wait. Let me get my life. Yes, I want to say congratulations to Charisma. She finally won after 11 years, Miss Stank, so I want to definitely congratulate her for definitely winning after 11 years. What, Charisma?
Oh my God!
I accept the Kiki. I'm in a whole other place, honey. But what else happened? What happened? Oh, Deshaun came out for Legendary Performance. Nelika came out for Legendary Performance. Kevin came out for Legendary Performance. The Milan Storm streetwear. What's his name? What's the boy name?
Wendell.
Rodney.
Wendell won
streetwear. Sky won best dress. Me and Rodney won legendary realness. It was just a Milan finasco at the motherfucking ball, bitch. I was just gagging. I was gagging how I prepared for 2 weeks, and Rodney comes to New York, bitch, and him and his could be pulling this shit off. And an hour and a half before the fucking door started, and snatched $1,000. I was just gagging. I was utterly gagging. I just knew the Mizrahis had that coin, and they turned us out. And I had fun. It was really fun. It was really fun. Ashley was on the judges panel. Mika was in the building. It was a lot of girls in the building. I want to know where was all the legendary Sim Queens, Miss Saint? Where was all the rest of the legendary Sim Queens? I really want to know where was they at and why they didn't come out to play for this category. If you want to phone live and you got something to say, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. I'm having problems with the board, Miss Thing. So if your girls are just sitting on the phone live and you don't have anything to say, I will definitely be clearing the phone lines, definitely to get some callers up here that's definitely going to want to say something to all you people that just want to sit here and listen. Please go and find a computer or find some internet, or you might have to catch the show on the archives and this thing afterwards. But we're not going to sit here and just have the girls just sitting here just listening. So for all the girls out there on the phone line and you're trying to call in and you're in the chat room, honey, girl, please call in now, because I'm definitely clearing the phone lines now, and I'm clearing all the numbers off the line. So definitely call in now, and please press 1 if you have something to say. All you other girls are just sitting here. I'm sorry to have to do this to you, but I have to get rid of you girls because you're just sitting here and you're just listening. And I know a lot of people have a lot of things that they want to say. So everybody else, the lines are clear. Please call in here, honey. Let's get the motherfucking party started, honey. Yes. The girls is definitely in the building, Miss Thing. I'm going to see, hold on, we got a caller. Oh, they hung up. D. bitch. The girl get in and hung up really quick and fast, honey. I see my girlfriend's number on the line, honey. Oh, wait, hold on, we got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello, Kelly.
Yes.
I don't know why, but Janice was trying you all walk for me. She was calling you Mother U-Haul and all kind of names. She really can't take you and Naomi.
You know, that's just how the girls are, Miss Thing. And but you know what I realized? When the girls stop talking about me, then I worry. As long as the girls continue to talk about me, I know I'm doing something right. So that's what I have to say on that topic.
Okay.
Thank you. Anybody else that's on the phone line, if you have something to say, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. We on the line. I see my girlfriend on the phone line. I want to take her call, honey, and see if she's on the phone with Sanaya, honey. Hold on. Hey, darling, you know who you are, honey. All you got to do is say yes or no. You know who you are. I call you from my house phone all the time. And, you know, you called me on 3 with Sanaya the other day. Are you is Sanaya on the phone with you? Hello? I'm your godmother. Is Sanaya on the phone with you? Is Sanaya on the phone with you? Okay. Why is she not answering me, honey? I know she listened. Let me see. No. She ain't got her thing fixed.
Hello? Miss Pussy, is Sanaya on the phone with you?
Hello, is Sanaya on the phone with you?
No.
Answer my question. Hello.
No.
Baby, I think she might be on that phone line, honey. They don't want to answer that question, honey. But if Sanaya is on the phone line with you, Miss Pussy, honey, press 1, honey, because the girls want to talk to her, honey. Honey. All you girls is on the phone line. Nobody has. I'm gagging. I'm really gagging, and nobody has nothing to say about the ball. The ball was definitely a cute ball. It was a lot of girls in the building. Whitney was definitely in the building. The Affinities was definitely in the building. The Prodigies was definitely in the building. Got to give a big shout out to Man and the Prodigies, honey, because after the ball, we came and played space down until like 8:30 in the morning. Then we got up later on that afternoon and drove to Philadelphia, bitch, and played some more cards in Philadelphia. Honey, I was gagging. Tashawn and Eric had me on the motherfucking road in Philadelphia playing cards. We definitely did play cards with the girls, honey. But y'all girls are so old. Hold on, I have a caller. Okay, 917-854. You're live on the air on the recap show.
What's going on, Kelly? This is Ski Prodigy.
Hey,
Ski,
what's going on?
What's up, Ski? This is Rodney.
What's going on, Rodney? Ain't shit, just calling in to say I had a blast this weekend. It was good seeing a lot of the girls. And I wanted to kind of comment on what transpired between Sanaya and Angel. Like, when film queens get into stuff, especially like those two who's been in the scene for so long, me personally, I just think it's late that family get involved in those things like that because it could transpire into so much more than what it actually is. So, like, when two girls like that get involved in something, I think them two are supposed to be adult enough to be able to speak about it and clear it up because there's so much shit going on in the world today that all that bullshit don't even need to be going on within our scene and our culture.
This is true.
Amen.
So I just think that it was a tired situation and that it's sad that it had to happen this past weekend before. I'm glad it happened before the ball started, but it's sad that it did happen.
Yes. I do agree. It was good seeing you, Ski, walking right away.
Yeah, and it's another thing, you know, you and Rodney was partners and stuff, but I'm going to see y'all at the next function, okay? You and Rodney.
Okay, yeah, I enjoy myself. I don't know. Maybe I got to give Ballroom Throwback and Isaac a motherfucking, they got to get a big round of applause, bitch. Because, bitch, I don't know what the fuck, what type of fucking liquor they had, bitch. But that liquor that they had, bitch, the next fucking day, my kids was in here fucking throwing up, bitch. I was gagging.
Kelly.
Dude, my kids was torn the fuck up from the floor up.
Kelly. Did you have that $5 punch?
I don't know. I know. I didn't have no punch. I didn't have
oh,
no punch.
Oh, yeah.
I was just, you know, I was on my other thing. I was all right, but that baby, those cocktails, honey, those cocktails were strong.
No, bitch, they had a punch for $5 that sent you, honey.
Oh, yeah, I got one of those, Key. It was everything. I gave Jack said, ooh, I want some of that.
Baby, those drinks was on. And you know what I realized? It's different when you go to a bar and go to a club. Because when you go to a club, the drinks be all watered down. And so the girls so used to having watered down drinks at the club that they think they can drink like they drink at the clubs, at the bars. And you can't do that because they was fucked up in here after the next day.
So they had premium. It was premium liquor at the ball, so that's why it was so different because it was premium.
Yes, it was definitely great. Isaac and Ballroom Throwback definitely had top shelf motherfucking liquor, honey.
Shelly, did my father and them serve y'all in spades? What happened? Tell me about the game.
Baby, when I tell you, the rules that they play with, I can play with their rules because it's cute and everything, and I can play with their rules, but baby. Oh, they are fierce, honey, but baby, I served them, though. I served them one game, honey. After I got the gist of how they play, and they like to take the camera and stage out the game and make all those motherfuckers trump, and
I'm
they tell them to go seven on my ass, I had to serve their ass and get that motherfucking 10 on their ass. Because all the books they thought they had, I had to take them away from them. But they play. I can't think that's the problem. They play, and I love playing with them, and I had a blast playing with them.
I'm coming to the next game, honey.
Well, baby, whenever you're ready, honey, we here, we're in effect, honey. You know, everybody's coming up for Jack's rubber ball on the 14th. You know, we can play before the function. Wherever y'all want to play, just let us know. You know, we ready.
I'm willing and able. I'm just coming for the drinks.
Okay, well, you come for the drinks. The drinks are definitely here. I always have a bottle.
I ain't playing. I just want to drink. And talk shit.
I was on this Pussy Press 1, so maybe Sanaya's on the phone with her. Pussy?
Yeah?
Pussy, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, Sanaya is not getting on. She's not answering her phone, so I tried.
Oh, she answered the phone? Oh, damn.
No, I tried.
Okay.
I'm keep trying.
Well, don't worry. If she calls you back, honey, we're going to be here for a while. If she calls you back, honey, baby,
okay.
Press one, and I'll bring you right back up on.
Okay.
Oh, Kelly, okay. We should...
Hold on. What did you say?
We need to announce some of the winners from the ball so the people will know who won.
Yes, definitely. I don't remember some of the people's names, honey.
Okay, well, for best, I'm going to remember what I came off the top of my head. For best dress, it was Sky Milan. For runway, it was Ski Prodigy. For hands, Stanley Milan. For legendary performance, it was Butch Queen. It was Kevin Prodigy. For Femme Queens, it was Charisma Icon. And then you had the team, Twister versus Sister. The winner was, I think it was Bubby and Selena's team. Bubby Revlon and Selena Prodigy.
Yes.
For Body, it was, what's her name? Unforgettable. Is that her name right?
Unforgettable Miss Rahi.
Unforgettable Miss Rahi. For Thug Realness, it was Rakim Prodigy. For Pretty Boy, it was Hypnotic Balenciaga. For Executive, it was Julio Milan. For Nightwear,
went to Deshawn Mizrahi.
That was Banji, and then Lisa won Glamour.
Yeah, she won Glamorous.
Right. And then the Sex Sirens, it was Big Senior and Junior.
Big versus Small versus Luscious. Lorena Extravaganza won for Small. Fifi Mizrahi won for Big Girl. And I don't know the Infinity Lady that won for Luscious.
Right.
And
right.
Lorena won overall for The Cash.
Right. And let me see, what else?
And Mother Tracy Mizrahi won Face Body and Realness. Her, Lorena, and Lisa walked that, and Trace won over
right.
both of them for Perfect
yeah.
10.
Yeah.
And who won hand performance?
Stanley won hand performance.
Stanley Milan won hand performance.
Yeah, it was Stanley and Amina, final battle.
Yes, and Stanley won over Amina for hand performance. Hold on, we have another call up. Let me see. 516-280, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Just listening.
You just listening? Why you just listening?
I'm hearing these fucking callers calling in and don't know what the fuck they talking about.
Hey, Dexter, what's going Baby. On?
What's up, Roddy? What's up,
Baby,
Kevin?
I got some tea. So I'm gonna leave you right there in the queue. I got some tea, and I need you to answer it once I drop this bombshell, honey.
Okay.
Well, I'm just drop it while you on the phone. While you on the phone, I'm gonna just drop it right now. Well, the tea has been circulating around. It's been coming through my IM and my phone. Before you know, I went over my minutes, honey, and my phone got cut off. But they gave me the worry that Dre is no longer a part of our family. What's the tea?
Dre ain't never tell me that.
Okay. Well, Dexter said it's not true, but that's what's been circulating around. So Dexter said it's not true.
He never told
okay.
me that. I spoke to him the other day.
Oh. Okay. Thank you, Dexter.
All right.
Okay,
yeah,
we have another caller.
Who won regular?
The next caller is 224-241. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hi, Kelly. Hey, Father. How are you guys?
What's going on, Yana?
Hey, Tayana. What's going on?
Hey, congratulations on y'all winning.
Thank you.
Yes.
I see you still have it in you, Kelly girl.
Yeah, from time to time, honey. What happened at the ball in St. Louis?
Oh, wow. Rodney.
I wasn't there. What I heard, okay. But what I got from the ball, I'll do that one, Kelly. What I heard was from the ball was runway was $1,000. Which was won by Tracy Escada. They didn't have all the money. That is apparent. They didn't have all the money for the category for the ball. So they gave her 500 of the 1,000 and said they would get back with her the next day to give her the other 5. It was a couple of other categories that were cash. Open to All Performance, which was won by Rocky, Khan, and Lollipop Khan. And that category was 200. It was a couple of others. Another category that was 200 and another category that was 100. So I'm assuming, don't say that I'm saying it, I'm assuming that the other 500 they didn't give Tracy, they used to pay out the other cash for the other cash category.
Yeah, and their defense, because they are good people. They did offer Tracy, you know, more cash, but Tracy just took it upon herself to take what she can take so that everybody else can get a piece of the pie too. So,
I heard they did all the money at those functions.
Say it again.
What happened? Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm trying to get what's going on at there in New York. What happened in the Messy Apple?
There was in a VIP room mistake. They said Miss Angel was trying to get a plate of food. Sanaya's mother said they told her she not to give out no free food. Miss Angel said she was supposed to get free food. She gave Miss Sanaya's mother 2 months. Miss Sanaya's mother came in the VIP section after they came and brought her a plate of food and mistake and made stuff.
She brought her the plate of food and then made stuff?
No, somebody else got to pay the food for her and bring it to her after she made all the lists, they said, and then Sanaya's mother felt some type of way that she disrespected her after Sanaya was sitting there reading her, and then Sanaya's mother maced her.
Wow. That's a true ebony.
It was a mess. But you say like me, well, that's Tayana. Hold on.
All right.
267-357, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, Carlo?
I'm doing pretty good. What's going on?
What's going on? Who am I speaking with?
This is Sonny from Philadelphia.
Hey.
How's it going? I just was calling, and I had a quick question. I wasn't actually at the ball, but you know.
Hold on, Ronnie and Tayana, take that for a minute. I got to go to the other line. This is the big boss calling.
All right, go ahead, sir. What's your question again?
Oh, no, I was saying, you know, I wasn't actually at the ball, but I saw the clips on YouTube and everything. It was, you know, looking at Femme Queen performance, and I know a couple of weeks ago I listened to the show, and they were talking about, you know, Femme Queen's how, you know, lady like the Vogue inside of a, you know, a shoe instead of Vogue in a sneaker, and, you know, was looking at the clips and shit and was trying to figure out, you know, how was it that Charisma managed to be, you know, Amina? Like, was that shade or, you know, how do y'all feel about it?
Well, I mean, I don't think I can do is just go by the judges that were up there. They were, well, I can't remember who was all up there at that time, but you had at least three people that were legendary performance people themselves that were up there. And as far as, like, voguing, sometimes the women, I mean, some of the girls made it hot by voguing in boots and stuff like that, and people now have automatically assumed that, and this is my only my opinion, people automatically assume that a female figure or a femme queen or whatever have to wear a boot and a heel. But if you're comfortable and you're, you know, bad, you can't wear it, and you practice sometimes with a sneaker, because back then when they had the, you know, the flavored Reeboks, they vogue in the Reeboks, they vogue in the sneakers then. So what's wrong with it now? Just because some of the girls have started getting, you know, in the shoes and in the boots more, that's not a standard that was set by the femme queens. That's just something that, you know, some girls that like to be fashionable, like to be, you know, sexy when they vogue.
Okay, but I'm saying, like, the performance in general, you know, not the dogs or nothing, but you mean not the personal performance. I didn't see it over Amina. I'm going to keep it flat out, you know, and that's my personal opinion. You got to say, like, she does vogue. She has been voguing for a while. And I know at the same time people look at it like, you know, I might not have been out that long, but I've been watching the ballroom scene and things going on and looked at old tapes. And, you know, I understand the whole thing of, you know, a person's vogue is more to progress and things like that. But whereas her vogue stays the same and, you know, looking at it, I might not know her personally. She might have some work done. But, you know, a femme queen and then legendary femme queens at that, you know, it said that you're looking for the progress and your body and things like that. But for me, just personally looking at her vogue, it didn't seem like, you know, her vogue had changed from looking at old clips. It doesn't look like her body has evolved, you know, things like that. So for me personally, I was looking at it and was like, you know, there's no way, you know, in my head, you know, maybe it might have been something else. I know sometimes, you know, I'm from Philly, so we talk about things and they might go, when people go to walk balls in New York, they feel as though we're shaded because, you know, there kind of is this Philly, New York type of thing because for the Northeast region, we are the two hottest cities. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, at the same time, I don't know if it was like Amina was being shaded or, you know, what it was that was going on.
Right. I understand.
What are you talking about? Because I might agree with you.
I know. He was saying that he felt like, in a nutshell, that Amina outvoted Charisma. And so he was like, was it just the New Yorker people was throwing shade to the Philly girls or whatever?
I have to agree she did. I have to agree. Amina did deserve to take and win that coin. I have to agree.
See, and that's how I feel. And then, I know Amina. So, you know, things like that, whereas people talk about how she won't come out, but things like that are the reason she don't. Because if you got the girls coming out, you know what I'm saying, and you evolving your look because, you know, for film queens, y'all got it harder. Y'all always got the bush queens looking at y'all like, oh, this. You know what I mean? Trying to pick out every little flaw. So y'all constantly trying to evolve your looks, make yourself look better, things like that. And, you know what I mean? If she going out spending this money, getting her body done, shit like that, she come up to Philly, going to New York to go to the ball, and then she constantly feel like it's some kind of shade, and then everybody's like, oh, well, why she don't walk? And, you know, that's how y'all have problems later on, and the faggots try y'all and be like, oh, well, I don't think she should be legendary because she wasn't walking for a certain period. You know, so it's just so much bullshit with the ballroom scene. Like, I twist. I don't walk like that because I feel like it's a lot of bullshit with it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to – I want realness as well. So it's like, if I walk realness and I decide, all right, I want to bowl, y'all want me to put on a scandal. You get what I'm saying? And it's like, I'm not going to put on this shit for y'all later on to be like, oh, you a faggot. I feel like you disrespecting me. I'm going to do every day, all day. I mean, that's what it is. But it's like, it's just so much bullshit with the ballroom scene to a certain degree. It's like, it's so funny with it, you know? It's like, I want to be a part of it, but at the same time, looking at it from the outside, it's just so confusing, like, just with the bullshit. I mean, I understand the politics with shit, but then, you know, there's a certain point when they take politics overboard and it's just bullshit, you know? Like, I honestly feel like there was no, excuse me, no way that Charisma would have beat Amina. You know what I'm saying?
Child, please call her. Don't get me started, honey. You get me started, honey. Don't see your figures gonna be calling in here tonight, honey. Please don't get me started, honey. Let Charisma ride that $300, honey, to the promised land, honey. It's been a long time overdue. It's been 11 years. So let her take. We know what Amina can do. So let Charisma ride that $400 for the next 10 years.
You know, that's all I wanted to talk about. I just called in. You know, I love the show and everything. You know, keep doing what you do. And, you know, I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you. Who said oops like that? Honey, hold on. We got another caller, honey. 347-935. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller?
What's up, Kelly? What's up, Rodney?
This me. What's going on?
First of all, what does body have to do with performance? It has nothing to do with your performance. If you can vogue, you can vogue to anything. As far as him saying Charisma, progress, her body doesn't have anything to do with it. And if you really want to get technical, Kelly came out in the shoe first, and then she put on a sneaker, so therefore, what's the problem? Amina beat Charisma at the Evisa ball. She beat her this ball. Amina won over her for hand performance at the ball, so what's the problem? I mean, it's two different styles of voguing. Charisma was voguing. If you look at it, Mika was on the panel, Ashley was on the panel, Hickabee was on the panel, Angel was on the panel, and I forgot who the fifth person was. So therefore, she must have got something because Angel gave her vote to Charisma, and Angel's from Philly. Mika's a prodigy. She gave her vote to Amina. I mean, like, what's the problem? I mean, he calling in saying...
Is this before she got Mace?
This was afterwards.
Okay.
But my thing is this. If Charisma won, she won. She didn't bicker or fuss when Amina won over her at the Easter ball. They're friends, so I guess it was a friendly gesture. And this y'all calling in talking about body. Your body has nothing to do with your performance. There, look at Twista, God bless the day. She was skinny from the time she came out to the time she died, and she vogued down. That has nothing to do with it. If New York had basement still like Philly did, then all the girls would be talk crazy. That's all I called to say. You guys have a good night.
You too, bro.
Okay, you too. Yes, honey. Bitch. Tyaris, you are still on that base, honey. The phone lines are clear once again, honey. For all you girls that want to call in here, you have something to say, honey. The lines are definitely clear. Please call in, honey, and get up on here, honey, if you girls have something to say. The lines are clear, honey. Bitch, the lines are clear, honey. Was Marcus at the mall, Tyana?
Yes, he was.
Ah. Yes, baby. Did y'all go to the casino?
Yes, we did. That's what we stayed at. The first
place. I know y'all had a blast.
Oh, yeah. We got there around 5 o'clock that morning. And we was there until 10 o'clock. Wow.
Okay.
I'm waiting on Marcus to call in now.
The lines are clear to anybody that's trying to get in here and get up on the phone lines, honey. Y'all can definitely call in, honey, and get up here on the lines, honey, and do the damn thing. Bitch, I'm gagging at the girls. But Isaac and Ballroom Throwback, they definitely, it wasn't a lot of girls in the building, bitch, but they definitely came in the building, bitch, and they had their coins and everything, and they gave out all their coins and everything, bitch. Really? I don't know why. Hold on, honey. They definitely gave out all their coins and everything, and they were definitely in the fucking, the girls were definitely in the fucking building, honey. bitch, and I have fun. I enjoy myself. I mean, bitch, it's at the line, bitch. The girls at the line are still cool, honey. Little why? Bitch. But what's coming up for this weekend? Is there anything going on this weekend, honey? The lines are open. The girls are calling in, honey. If you're on the phone line and you have something to say, please feel free to definitely press 1, honey. I see we have a bunch of new callers up here, honey. Feel free to press 1, honey, and we will definitely bring your call straight on up. Hold on. We have a caller. 252-679. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, Kelly, what's up?
What's going on, darling? Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Eva Revlon.
Hey, Eva. Hey, this is Rodney. What's going on?
What's up, Rodney?
How are you?
My question to you, I really couldn't hear somebody call me and told me to tune in to your show. I wanted to know what happened with Mother Angel and the thing with Sanaya and who makes two or whatever happened.
Sanaya Mother makes Angel. That's what happened.
Okay. I was just trying to get clarification about that because there's a lot of mess going on with that. But I feel like is she even, like, who, I don't even know who her mother is. Who's her mother?
No, her real birth mother.
Her real
mother?
Yes.
Her real mother. Her mother that pushed her out of her cooch.
Oh, my God.
It's
her real mother. LaToya. All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling in here, baby. Thank you. The next caller we have, hold on, is 267-294. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello. Hi, Kelly. Hi,
yes.
Rodney.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Rodney. This is Amina.
Hi, Amina. How are you, baby?
Hi, Kelly. How you doing?
I'm fine. I just got finished making dinner and stuff. And I was looking on the, the chat room and all of that. Very, very intense conversation and stuff like that. And I don't know if Charisma spoke up. I've been listening since the show started. So my whole thing is I'm just going to speak on it. I normally don't, when I lose to certain people that I feel as though I shouldn't have and stuff like that. But I think that I should say something tonight. Just a few words, if y'all don't mind.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Hold on before you all say what you got to say. To you motherfucking bitches in the chat room, let me tell you one motherfucking thing, okay? And this is going to be my last warning to you girls, okay? Bitch, y'all motherfucking queens must know, okay? Sanaya is my cousin. Miss Kim is my motherfucking aunt. You bitches will not sit in the motherfucking chat room and disrespect Miss Kim. And that's why you bitches get blocked. Anybody that disrespects anybody that I'm affiliated with, you will be blocked and you will not be allowed to come back up on this motherfucking show. That's why the whole incident happened on Saturday, because people don't know how to respect people's family. When you see people's family at the bar that be serving the food and doing things at the door, these are my faggots. These are people's family. And you faggots need to learn how to respect them. And that's why the situation happened on Saturday the way it happened, because people don't know how to respect people's family. So now to Philly Legend, you have been blocked from the chat room, and we'll see you back tomorrow if you want to come the fuck back up on the show. Go ahead,
Amina. Kelly, before she starts, I just want to remind you we got to get into the Kiana situation too, okay?
Okay.
And she wants. She has texted me too.
Oh. Go ahead, Amina.
I did feel some kind of way and stuff afterwards, and everything, but I'm reading, like, the chats and stuff like that, and, I hate when, like, I guess, like, the whole attitude toward it is just so, like, it's real sickening to me, because everybody is giving, like, oh, pay it, she lost, or the fuck what, she thought this was going to do, and this and the other. I've just always been thought to, like, and I've always been brought up to bring it in this scene. Like, I've seen a lot of half-ass stuff going on, and that's fine, too. But, I always try to do my best, every time, especially when I come up here. If y'all notice, I don't even walk in my own city anymore. You know what I'm saying? So, and I come to New York because you know, I really have a lot of love for y'all. I always do. I always have. And that's why I always come up there. I don't even walk in my own city anymore. When stuff like that happens, it does discourage me to walk. Now, I understand, like, the last caller is actually, you know, my fiancé. We're going to be married in a couple of months. And he's just been watching me, like, throughout my career, especially most recently, you know, with everything that's been going on. And, you know, I kind of hit it up to here on Saturday. And it was just, like, I was looking at the clips. I noticed the shade and stuff coming from Charisma. You know, even when I was walking, she was already pumping on the floor, going to the bed, breaking it down, you know, all of that stuff. I just thought, you know, it just meant something a little different for, you know, for Legendary Femme Queen Performance. And, you know, we've always been taught, you know, the transition and everything should look different. You know, I just felt some kind of way about that. And if other people don't feel as though that I made much of a difference, then that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, people always have their opinions. But I did feel some kind of way. I come up there and I do my best. And I know I did. And I know Saturday night per se, I know, like, I really, really turned it, especially in hands. But I was battling Sandy Milan. That is somebody I live for. So I'm not taking none of that. You know, a shade. That was a very, very hot category. But as for performance, like, I really just, you know, I felt some kind of way. And I'm glad, Kelly, like, that you understand where I'm coming from. Like, I was listening on the show. I know you said the same thing. But, I normally handle this a lot cleaner. I normally don't even say nothing about it. But I just had to say something tonight, y'all.
Okay,
baby, whenever you have something to say, baby, get it off your chest, honey. Get it off your breast, honey, because that's what's wrong with the girls now in the scene. Everybody hold shit in and don't let it out. Let it the fuck on out there, Charlie, because, girl, baby, the girls. And you know what? This is when you know, this is the problem with the girls, and I have to definitely say, you know what, a girl doesn't win that often, and a girl needs to call and solidify they win, because it was no reason. I was sitting here in my house with man and all the other prodigies that was here playing cards, and Nicole called my phone and said, you know, you let Charisma down, and she won this thing. Which, if it was any other girl, Miss Thang, y'all wouldn't have called me and said she won this thing because, you know, her win would have already been solidified. You didn't have to call me after the fact and solidify that she won because she won, Miss Thang. But, you know, for a girl that hasn't won in 11 years, Miss Thang, it was well-deserved.
Yeah, I can agree, and I'm always one to congratulate and everything. So, you know, congratulations, you know, to the legend. You know, she is dead. And, you know, congratulations. I'm sure there'll be another time or whatever. But, you know, it is what it is. I don't necessarily need the money. I'll be at work fresh and early, 9 o'clock tomorrow. You know that, Kelly, right?
I know that's right. I'm doing just fine.
Yeah,
that's
I'm doing
your win
just
right
fine.
There. That's the best win you can have, baby, helping the community.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot bigger than that and stuff now, so. But, you know, we can talk on that on other things. I'll tell you about Seattle in a couple of weeks and all of that. But that's going to be nice and hot. But you know what? Overall, it was nice. I always left, you know, supporting Caesar and everything and supporting the Prodigies and all of that. I just really, really appreciate, you know, the whole ballroom throwbacks thing. It is a wonderful, wonderful experience for all of us, and we get to see our history finally online. I think that's just wonderful. So I'm going to bed. I love you both. I will see y'all at the next one, wherever it is. I'll see y'all there. Y'all take care tonight.
Yeah, have a good night, baby girl.
You do the same. Talk to you later.
Okay. Okay, honey. Oh, my God. Anybody else, if you want to phone lines and you want to come up and you want to talk, honey, feel free to press one. Okay, Keisha, I'm going to talk about it. So they want me to talk about the fight that happened last week at Escalibur's, right?
Yeah.
So it was this whole big thing that happened with my son, CJ, my son CJ, and it was just a big mess. I wasn't going out last week to vote Tuesday. They called me and told me that my son had a fight at the club and he wanted to fight after the club again, and he didn't want to get jumped, so, you know, I went to the club to go, you know, make sure he had a one-on-one fair fight and chow. And I started arguing with one of my house members and everything about the whole situation. And then this butch queen came, and he swung on me, Miss Thang, honey, and he grazed my nose, Miss Thang. And it was just a mess after that, girls, bitch. It was a fucking fool, Miss Thang. He swung on me, Miss Thang. I beat him, and he got beat by the house kids about 3 times, Miss Thang. It was just a mess up outside Esquilita's last week, motherfucking Tuesday, at Vogue Night Tuesday. It was total
chaos and pandemonium. But he got his ass whooped, Miss Thing, and then the girls got on Twitter, Miss Thing, and on Facebook, and they were supposed to be Twitter and Facebook gangsters, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that to me, and the girls told me that they was going to shoot me and all types of things. And like I told the girls, baby, if you take y'all girls to feel or realize mistakes, you girls that want to be Twitter and Facebook gangster mistakes, all of these things are saved in the database of these websites mistakes. So regardless of the fact if this boy was to come and shoot me or not, mistake, any queen or anybody can shoot me right now, and he's going to go to jail for that person shooting me because he put in the records on those websites that he's going to shoot me, mistake. So anybody in the scene can shoot me right now, and this boy will be in jail for shooting me. So girls, I tell you, be careful of the things that you write online, mistake, because it will come back to haunt you. But that's what happened at the club, after the club was over, Keisha, okay?
But, Kelly, so yes. Why would your yes. sons attack you, no matter how much arguing or whatever y'all go through? If you're the parent, it should be a respectful thing. No matter me and my father, we have got debate, after argument. We would never swing on each other. That would be totally just against, you know, everything.
No, my son didn't swing on me. The boy that was there swung on me.
Oh, okay.
And he got his ass whooped.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It wasn't my son. It was the boy that was there. And he swung on me then because he didn't know what was going on, and he got his ass whooped. And it was just a mess. It was a mess outside, honey. But, I have fun. Which,
did we find Kiana on the line yet?
It's been a long time, honey. So now, Tiana, what's the next topic that you want to talk about?
I said, did we find Kiana on the line yet? I wanted to see what was going on and why Ashley still don't know Kiana's name.
I don't know. Kiana, are you on the phone line? Press 1, Kiana, if you want the phone lines, honey.
So can anyone shut up here on
line, Miss Thing, honey?
Get someone
to
touch on that. What happened?
I don't know. I was just gagging. I was gagging that I seen that they said she did it to her again. Honey, hold on. Kiana, if you out there, you're listening, honey, feel free to press 1, honey, and get up here on the line and say, we got all these girls sitting up here on the line. Oh, I'm sorry, grandson. We got all these girls sitting up here on the line and say, honey, and we got to get rid of these girls and get some girls up here that's going to talk, Miss Thing, honey. Yes, honey, because I don't know what's going on with you girls, Miss Thing. Kiana, if you're out there and you listening, feel free to press 1, honey.
Okay,
come
that's
in.
What's coming
honey,
up.
Feel free
I
to
definitely
press 1, honey.
You don't do free promotion, but this Saturday, or the 30th, I think, 31st, 30th, in Atlanta, it's Kadon's Free and Stasha's Ball in Atlanta.
Yes. Hold on, we got a caller. 646-418, you're live on the air on the Recap Show.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
How are you? This is Quincy Icon.
Hi,
Quincy.
Hi, Quincy. I'm just gagging that the girls are feeling it because Charisma won. Nobody said nothing. Trace got 10s for perfect 10s with nobody. Lisa got 10s with nobody.
Ooh.
Nobody said.
Okay. Do we have any other callers on the line?
Why'd you come
Did we lose
Kelly?
Him?
What happened?
Did we lose him? What happened?
Oh,
did
we
the
lost
call drop?
Quincy. Yeah, we lost Quincy. Okay. We lost Quincy. Okay, and that's what we're not going to do. This is what we're not going to do, right? This is what we're not going to do, Miss Faye, because I just feel it. It's so horrible, right? And I wasn't going to say anything about it. I wasn't going to say anything, and I wasn't going to mention it until somebody said something. But it's just so fucking ironic,
okay, how long Trace has been in the motherfucking ballroom scene, this thing, right? And Trace has been a fucking Milan for fucking years, bitch, okay? And it's really fucking ironic how she's been a Milan for years, this thing, and she's been walking categories, all fucking types of fucking categories, and none of you fucking girls have fucking read her at all, this thing. Now she's Mother Miss Ryan, and now all of a sudden it's so many topics about her on Walk For Me motherfucking Wednesday, and you girls want to sit here and y'all want to read her and y'all want to motherfucking bash her. What y'all not going to do is that. You know, I am very protective when it comes to M.I. motherfucking Z. It's all about motherfucking me.
Kelly.
Okay?
Kelly.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to interject on you for 4 minutes. As we are host of a show, just like you gave your opinion on, you know, you're saying charisma took 11 years to do all this stuff. If someone wants to call in, we're giving them the option of calling in to voice their opinion on what they think, whether it's a Milan or Mizrahi or whomever, we should still allow them to speak as true journalists of hosting the show.
But I'm not working. I'm working the boards on Wednesday. I'm not working the boards. That's which Trey.
Well, whoever's working the board, we still should be allowed to listen to the callers to call in. The callers are what make the show, and we should, as journalists and as hosts of the show, we should be able to listen to them and then, you know, make rebuttal from the comments that they make. But don't hang them up, or just because it's a Mizrahi thing, or they said something about a Mizrahi. He said more than Mizrahi. He said Prodigy. He said Mizrahi. And then, you know, the call ended abruptly. I don't think that's fair as us being the host of the show.
Well, I'm not working the boards. I'm only taking the numbers. I'm not in the chat room. I'm not working the boards or anything. I'm just here. I'm just taking the numbers as they come across.
Okay.
I definitely do agree with you, honey. But if there's any more callers on the phone line and they have anything that they would like to say, they can definitely feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. The lines are definitely open, honey.
Tomorrow.
But I'm not working the boards. Only on Wednesday night, on ladies' night, I work the boards. I'm free. I'm just on the phone line. I'm taking the numbers as they come across. Honey, how are you doing? Where's Kiana at?
That's what I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on Kiana to call in, and I'm still trying to figure out how in the hell did this girl mother just mace her. I can't get over it.
No, it was a mess.
I'm just trying to imagine my mother just walking up macing someone in a ballroom scene. I know the girls around them fell out.
Keisha said she
it wasn't
question.
That many. It wasn't even that many girls there at the ball like that. It really wasn't. Because when I got over there, it only happened like 5 minutes later, and it wasn't. It was about 20, 25 girls in the building, and they asked. And the only reason the girls know, is because they came out the VIP section and said something about it.
Oh wow.
Because they was in the VIP section, they want to talk about the pony situation. I don't know.
All right, I heard you're supposed to be a show about it Wednesday, Kelly.
Huh?
I said I heard it's supposed to be a show about that. I heard it's supposed to be a show about that Wednesday. I think Milan is having a show.
They're supposed to be having a show. Milan is having a show on Wednesday. And he's addressing it. He's addressing that topic on Wednesday on the show. But I talked to my PR advisor because you know I have my own PR advisor, and I just definitely told that I shouldn't go on Milan's show. And so I don't know if I should wait until Wednesday night on my show and address it after Pony goes or after Pony says what he has to say, or should I address it tonight? What do y'all think?
I think you should address it tonight because. If they tell you don't go on there, don't go on there. I mean, I'm pretty sure what Pony have to say is what he put, you know, what the letter that he wrote.
Oh, so let me ask Rodney because you know you're a shit starter. Rodney, what do you think?
No, I'm not a shit starter, Kelly. What I do is when people start things, I most likely end it. That's what happens to me. I'm not a shit starter, but you know.
No, I'm talking about Tayana as a shit starter because she's trying to be aggressive.
Yeah,
but
okay,
I want to hear
yeah.
what you got to
okay.
say.
He gonna tell you the same thing. That's my father. I learned from him.
I think you should listen to what your PR person tells you this time.
First of all, I'm not going on. Me and Milan, we got through our problem that we had, and there's no shame with me and Milan, but I'm not going to go on to Milan's show, and I'm not going to talk about it. The situation started here, and we're going to have this situation here. This is the format for this situation. Okay, so now let me address it, right? And I'm not going to even address everything that was said in the letter because my daughter is capable of speaking for herself. So I'm
Kelly, I'm glad you just said that. When it happened the first time and I spoke to Laomi, when we spoke to Laomi, interviewed her last Monday about the situation, and I told you that she didn't need you to defend her or do anything because that's your daughter. You kept going off and mouthing off, but now you say she's capable of defending herself. Why didn't you take my advice when I gave it to you last time as opposed to now?
Because Rodney, we got to have to talk offline about where the situation going to go. Now, you think Kelly Clayton, we'll talk offline about that. But let me address the situation on hand, okay, since everybody wants me to address the situation, I'm going to address the situation, right? And I'm going to, and everything that I'm going to say about the situation, and, it might be another email, or he might wait until Wednesday into Milan's show and say what he got to say. But I don't read anybody. I want you girls to know one thing about me. I don't read anybody. Anything that comes out of my mouth is the truth. It is not a read. And the truth is never a read, okay? And I felt some type of way when I got the letter because the letter wasn't sent to me, right? The letter was sent to everybody else. And I never got the letter, and the girls that was affiliated with me, they seen the letter, Miss Day, and they erased the letter because they paid the letter. So I got the letter, got sent to me by Janice of, Vogue Evolution Aftermath. She sent me the letter, and I got the letter, and I read the letter. And so I was sitting here, and I was utterly gasping that Miss Pony, a.k.a. Devon, had the nerve to actually sit there, Miss Thing, and try to read me, Miss Thing. First of all, you can't fucking read me, Miss Thing, about anything. And my sexiest asset is me reading on this radio show. No, my sexiest asset is that I am 34 years old, and ever since I was 17 years old, I had my own motherfucking apartment. Okay, and for you to sit there and for him to sit there and want to go and try to read his resume off while he was reading me, Miss Thing, first of all, you all did this video shoot, you all made this video, and you choreographed this, and you did this, and you did that, and you did this, and you did that, Miss Thing. But you did all of this, Miss Thing, but you're still, for the last 2.5 years, 3 years, Miss Thing, you're still living in my house father's house, subletting a motherfucking room from him, not paying any motherfucking rent, but you have all these motherfucking things that you did, bitch, and you don't have an establishment of your motherfucking own, bitch. She can never come from me, Miss Thing, from the time when she was out there running around crafting, writing checks without motherfucking braids that's receded with the dirty black do-rag, Miss Thing, the big buck motherfucking teeth, the dirty Levi jeans, the motherfucking Reebok motherfucking sneakers. She could ever think that she was on my level and wants to come for me and read with me, Miss Thing. You have all these accomplishments, bitch. You need to get your own motherfucking apartment, bitch, and stop living with my motherfucking house father. That's what you need to fucking do because you got all these videos and all these choreographs that you are did for people, bitch, but you ain't got an apartment of your own. You got to pop the pistol on a window to fucking throw it out, Miss Thing. You got fucking nerve to even sit and want to read or play with a bitch like me. And nothing I said is a read, Miss Thing. It's all the motherfucking truth. So now when you have something to say about me, Miss Thing, please say the truth and don't try to read, Miss Thing, because everything I said was the truth, Miss Thing, and nothing was a read. And I addressed the situation. And now she'll go on Milan's show or she'll go and write another long email, But, you know, facts is facts, Miss Thing. And for all you, for all the other girls, Miss Thing, and I have to exclude Prince out of this situation, and I have to exclude Deshaun, Miss Thing, because I have not seen, I haven't seen Prince, but I've seen Deshaun, he spoke. For all the other girls that's a part of the Vogue Evolution, Miss Thing, and they see me out, Miss Thing, and they don't want to speak and all types of things, I really care two fucks about the situation, Miss Thing, because y'all girls sit here, Miss Thing, and y'all can sit here and tell everybody else what's going on, and Laomi comes up and she speaks about it, Miss Thing, and everybody else, she speaks about it publicly, and everybody else want to speak about it to their girlfriends, Miss Thing, and all their girlfriends talking about it behind the scenes. All of y'all are, before y'all butch queens, Miss Thing, y'all are all men, and y'all need to stand up and be men and come and stop and talk about the situation and stop trying to make it seem like it's just motherfucking Laomi when y'all know it was motherfucking Devon Pony or whatever y'all want to motherfucking call her, Miss Thing, and she want to talk about all the things that she have done, Miss Thing. Everything she has done, Miss Thing, or tried to put her hand on and has failed, Miss Thing. Her accomplishments and all her things that she was talking about and everything, Miss Thing. She tried to open up the house of motherfucking Jay-Z and it failed, Miss Thing. She tried to motherfucking join the house of Jay-Z with motherfucking Bernie and them, and it failed, Miss Thing. So everything she touched, Miss Thing, it fails, Miss Thing. So don't get mad at me, Miss Thing, because your shit is failing. What the fuck? That is. But that's all I have to say about the situation.
Wow. Do we have Keanu online?
Hold on. No, I don't know if Keanu's online. Hold on. We got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes. Hello? Okay, they gone. Okay. What the fuck? Wait, Shani. Y'all girls in the chat room is saying, just because I'm in the chat room and I can't, and I'm not responding, Miss Thing, I'm still in the motherfucking room, Miss Thing. Kiana, where are you at with Kiana? The lines are definitely free, Kiana. Where you at?
She says she's not going to say anything.
Well, she didn't say that she's going to call me. I mean, that she's
going to
call me.
Kiana's not going to respond. We're not going near Keisha with names and everything. She knows we're not going to go there with names and everything. I just said my house phone, we're not going to go there with names, but she knows exactly where she's been living at, Miss Thing. Girl, bitch, please, Miss Thing. We're not going to go there with all those motherfucking names. There's no reason to pick no other names in it. Let's keep the names that she have in it. Like she said, baby, mother, you all, whatever she wants to call me, Miss Thing. Mother, bitch, I just don't understand, Miss Thing, girl. When I applaud you girls, Miss Thing. Will you come for me, Miss Thing, please? Come correctly, Miss Thing, okay? Because I'm going to come, and every time I come, I'm going to come harder, and I'm going to keep coming harder, Miss Thing. The girls in this scene have built me up to have this strong will up towards the girls, Miss Thing. So anything a bitch say about me, it bounces up off me, bitch, and it goes right back to you. It's nothing that any of you bitches can say in this chat room, come on this radio show, or read me, work for me Wednesday, or any of that motherfucking shit that's going to motherfucking phase me at motherfucking all, bitch, at all. Bitch, my motherfucking, like I said on my motherfucking Facebook, honey, my haters make me motherfucking stronger. The more you bitches hate and the more you bitches read me on Walk For Me Wednesday or read me on any other motherfucking radio show, it makes me motherfucking stronger. So keep motherfucking reading, bitch, because it's going to make me stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger every time you motherfucking bitches read me. When y'all stop reading me and y'all stop talking about me and stop making topics about me on Walk For Me Wednesday, then I need to worry, Miss Thing, because I'm doing something wrong. But as long as y'all keep talking about me, bitches, I'm doing something right. So keep on motherfucking talking. Okay? Honey. Tiana? Robbie?
I'm here.
Yes.
bitch. You know, I'm gagging this thing, bitch. I'm really gagging this thing, bitch. I really, ooh, I grouped. Tayana, when I tell you I grouped, I gagged.
I know.
I gagged, and then she sent the letter to everybody else and didn't even send me the letter, Miss Thing. Miss Janice sent me the letter, Miss Thing. She posted on Janice posted it on Walk For Me Wednesday and everything, Miss Thing. But, you know, I'm not even going to sit here, and go at it, with her on that, Miss Thing. But it's just like, bitch, like, how dare you, Miss Thing? Girl.
I mean,
so did you figure Janice was trying to be messy when she sent it to you, or you figured she was trying to make you aware of the situation? What do you think?
I knew about the situation from earlier because Jack had the letter, but Jack erased it from his thing, and he was trying to get it back to send it to me. I don't know what was she trying to get out of the situation by posting it, because Pony never posted a Walk For Me Wednesday. Pony sent it to people on Facebook. And Janice posted it on Walk For Me Wednesday. I don't know what was she trying to get out of posting it on Walk For Me Wednesday. Like, it was like they was trying to downgrade me or anything, bitch. Because personally, neither one of them can hold a motherfucking candle to me at motherfucking all, Miss Thing. I really gag at these girls, Miss Thing. I really gag. Miss Thing, bitch, I really do. But, I'm not going to sit here. The girls want me to take and read Ms. Janice. I don't need to read her. I don't need to read her at all, Ms. Thing, bitch. Like, bitch, I don't read the girls, Ms. Thing. I tell the truth, bitch. My track record speaks for itself. Her track record speaks for itself, Ms. Thing. First of all, I really don't understand, like, all the things these girls are going through. Like, I sat on Walk For Me Wednesday earlier today, Ms. Thing, and I just see, like, all these comments and postings going back and forth with her with these motherfucking children and everything, Ms. Thing. Like, girl, what, Ms. Thing? You don't have to, if you know what you did, you know what works me? You know what works me with these girls in the scene? This is what works me. And it works me with every, it's not even just the scene. When the girls post things on Walk For Me Wednesday, or they post things on their pages, or they have their signature, If you have to pick on your signature or Walk For Me Wednesday as your signature or any of these websites, or your accomplishment, oh, I want of the year, I'm legendary for this and this and that. If you have to put all of that down, Miss Thing, it doesn't matter to anybody, Miss Thing. These girls should already know that, Miss Thing. It should speak for yourself. It should speak for itself, Miss Thing. And these girls have to do that, Miss Thing. And it's just like, oh, girl, what?
I agree with you on that.
Rodney and Kelly,
it's like, what? Why do you have to do all of that?
Miss Thing,
Kelly
and Rodney,
bitch,
the last was four, and I got a text message from Kiana. She wanted me to bring her on, and I'm going ahead and add her in now. Kiana?
Hello?
Hey,
Kiana. How are you?
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Rodney. Hey, sis. How you doing? Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Okay, you changed your mind. You want to come on and comment?
No, you're a mess. I really don't have to. Go ahead. What did you say?
I was really gagging when I heard that everything that happened when I got home. And I was just utterly gagging. Like, where did all of that come from?
Let me tell you something, Kelly. One thing about me, and everyone knows me in the scene, off the scene, I'm very humble and very respectful to any individual in the scene. I don't care who you are. You see me coming up to you, I speak to you, even if you don't want to speak to me. It's really sad when you get people that always want to bring down another person and always disrespect another. I never had a problem with that individual. The person shall remain nameless. But I feel like when you get fed up, you get fed up, and enough is enough. It's like people, certain people come out a certain time, and they want to come out basically. It's supposed to be a ball. It's supposed to be about fun. And you want to come out and show your ass every damn time. And the thing about the scene is so much phoniness and so much fakeness in the scene. As far as that individual doing what it did, I'm going to say it, because this person, I don't know the problem this person has with me, but this person utterly disrespect me in the house of Ivisu by coming up on that stage while the Grand March was going finished and on. I never would do that to anybody. And for you to sit there and say you forgot my name in front of a lot of people, it was embarrassing as well, to me as well to yourself, because you know me. I've been out since 1993, and you know me. And for you to give all that, it's petty, it's catty, and it's not going to be stand for anymore, because I would never interrupt or go on to anyone's panel the way that individual did to me. And this person seems to have a problem with everybody, and I don't know what the problem is. And I'm not going to stand for it no more. I try to remain humble. I try to come on the scene. I'm not perfect. I speak to everybody. When you don't want to speak to me, I get along with everybody. My name is not in stuff because I don't believe in it. I'm out to have a good time, and I respect any and everybody. But for you to disrespect me as well as others, it's just not going to be tolerated no more with me. And the situation that happened on Saturday, this individual came in loud as usual, doing the phoniness and whatever, like this person is known for, not to be catty or mean, because that's not my, not to do that. The category of Femme Queen Performance came up, and basically my daughter Amina was voguing with Charisma, and I was going up for both of the parties because I love Femme Queen Performance. They both was doing their thing. The other individual was banging on the table like a wild lunatic. It's like sometimes if you're going to cheer for your individual, we know who you're cheering for. All that banging, the table, trying to break it down is unnecessary. And when I screamed, you better vogue Amina, or work Amina in that instance, this person started yelling and punched the table towards me and looked my direction. And that's where I went off. I said, enough is enough. There's only so much I can deal with. You may not like me, but you're going to respect me. Because I give it, and you need to give it back to me, just like I give it to you. This is the situation with the scene now. There's so much stuff, so much phoniness going around, and so much stuff that we tolerate because one person is this certain person, and they have this particular name. It should not be tolerated. We're human beings. We have feelings, too. You know, you treat me like you want to be treated, and that's all I got to say.
I know that's right.
And I just wanted to think, and I know Kelly, and I just didn't mean to come off out of my character, but sometimes people don't realize it's a lot of things what people get. It's so unnecessary. It's like we're all in the same scene together. We're all in the same, you know, game, entity, or whatever. But is that really necessary to do that at every time? It's not necessary. Because I would not do it to you, and for you to keep doing it to me, it's not going to be tolerated anymore. But that's all I want to say to you guys. Kelly, keep doing what you do. Rodney, I love y'all all. Have yourself a nice night.
You do the same.
You too, Kiana. Hold on. They said we have a caller. Hold on. Wait for them to send me over the number. 347-548, you're live on the air, the recap show. Oh, they're gone. I just got an IM that came across, and they said that James and Ashley were trying to call in, but the lines are full. So please tell James and Ashley to definitely call in now. We're definitely clearing. I'm definitely haven't switched trade, clear the line. So please tell them to definitely call in. The lines are now clear, he said, and they can definitely get up here and speak. Hold on. 347-862. You're live on the air on the recap show. Hello? Rodney?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. 347-862. You're live on the air on the recap show. Hello? Your phone is messed up. Hello? Hello?
They don't want to talk, Kelly.
Huh? Their phone is messed up. I can't hear them. Oh. What the fuck? Honey, well, hopefully Rich. Honey, Rich. Girl, the phone lines is messed up. Honey. Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. Hopefully we can get Ashley and James up here on the line to definitely call in. They said they was trying to call in, and I told them that I just hit the person back. They hit me up and told them to tell her to call in. Honey, hopefully we can get them on the line, honey. Now. Tell them to call in now. Okay? The lines are clear. Tell them to call in now. Bitch. What the fuck? Tell them to call in and press 1. Okay? They're clear. Tell them to call in now. Bitch. I don't know. I really don't know, buddy. The lines are clear now. I mean, the lines are clear. They are clear. The lines are clear. They are clear. The lines are fucking clear. They said the only people that's on the board is myself, Rodney, and motherfucking Tiana. Hold on. 347-548. You're live on the air.
I'm here.
Hey, Father. James is here. Can y'all go? What the fuck?
So what's up? So what's all the bullshit that's going on? What's all the back and forth? Who doesn't have body? Who has a problem with the mother? You know, I'm here so we can get it out in the open. Y'all want to make it personal? We can make it personal.
Oh, that was a corner that called in about charisma and said her body and everything. Somebody from Philly.
Oh, well, figures, but I'm saying, you know, what's up? Y'all wanted me to call in, I'm here. You know, y'all want to get it firecracking, what's up? Because I be quiet a lot of times, and I be nice, you know what I'm saying? And I try to be respectable, but I'm getting a little bit loose, just a little bit sick of it. So if everybody want to read, I can read too. You know, like I said, and that goes for anybody.
Oh, wait, hold on, James. We have a caller from Philadelphia back on the line. Hold on. Hold on. 215-253. You're live on the air on the recap show.
That's me.
Hello?
Oh, Kelly.
Hello? What happened? Well, maybe the caller from Philadelphia that called in and had something to say, maybe you all call back in and say what you have to say. But we just have Kiana on the line, and I know Kiana is your daughter, Jay, and she felt some type of way about the way she was disrespected.
All right. And what? You know, Kiana's my daughter, and me and Kiana already had this conversation, you know. And what would piss me off about Kiana is... That's personal. You understand what I'm saying? What y'all show stimulates is a little bit of tea, you know, drama, what goes on in the balls and stuff like that, you know, to make it hot and stuff like that, cute and everything like that. That situation between Ashley and Kiana has been going on for a while. You already displayed publicly how you felt at the ball. There's no need to come on here and display it again. And just like the child that was on here talking about, well, Charisma didn't have no body and all this and all that and all this and all that. Charisma's a skinny girl. If she doesn't have any body, then that's what she wants. Charisma's been out long enough to decide what she wants and how she wants to be. Don't criticize somebody because you're not somebody. If you have an opinion, like everybody does or whatever, and you felt like somebody else should have won because Anita Vogue's her ass off, don't get me wrong. She Vogue's down. I'll take nothing away from them. Now, everybody has their favorite, and that's okay. But to talk about everything else, just talk about the performance. That's it. And if anybody else got anything else to say about me or my house or whatever like that, you can say it. We all adults. You can say what you want to say. Just watch what you say.
Well, James is here. What? Why are you saying, oops?
Huh?
Well, James is here, and if anybody has anything to say, feel free to definitely press 1, and James is definitely here on the phone, and the phone lines are definitely clear. Y'all can definitely come up here, and y'all can definitely talk with James, honey. We're here, honey, baby. We got another, we got another, we got another, we got a few more, we got a few more minutes, honey. So, the lines are open, honey. But nobody's not calling in, nobody's not saying anything, honey. I don't know. That's what, see, this is the shit that I be talking about with y'all girls, mistake. Bitch, girls are calling up here and they say what they gotta say, mistake. But then when you get the parties on the line, mistake, nobody wants to motherfucking, nobody wants to call in, and nobody wants to say anything.
Right. Because I don't get on here and disrespect nobody. Nobody,
how? The party get on the line, and nobody has anything to fucking say, Mister. When the party gets the fuck on the line, Mister. Everybody wants to be mute, Mister. And this is the problem that I have with the girls, Mister. Everybody wants to sit here, Mister. Everybody wants to come on the show, Mister. And everybody wants to have something, so much to say about somebody, Mister. Nobody wants to say anybody's name. Then when I mention the fucking name, Mister, then I become the bad motherfucking bitch on Welcome Me Wednesday or all other radio shows, and everybody want to read me in the other chat room, want to read me on Welcome Me Wednesday, because I have no motherfucking lock on my motherfucking tongue. You're saying, bitch, you gonna beat the girls some motherfucking balls, grow some tits, and say, get these locks off your fucking tongue.
Boy.
What's up?
Fire. What's up?
That's because James is a bully. That's my husband, and I love him. But he's a fucking bully.
No, I'm not. No, I'm
but,
not.
James,
you came on here.
Wait a minute. You came on here and bullied these girls, and they was calling in. And when you called in, they did not call back. Stop bullying these people.
I opened the chat room.
Y'all girls in the chat room, if you have a microphone on your computer, at the top of your chat room screen, it has a button up there that says click to talk. You girls in the chat room, if y'all have a microphone on your computer, y'all can press click to talk. And all these questions, I'm not talking in the chat room. All these questions that y'all asking in the chat room, y'all can press that click to talk, and y'all can ask James these questions yourself.
Right. It's an open forum.
I'm not
scaring nobody not to come up on here. Like I said, you can say what you want to say, but watch what you say. I'm not saying that you can't say anything to me. You come up to me at balls, you speak to me, I speak to everybody. I'm nice to everybody, you know, but I don't like to be disrespected. And when you disrespect somebody in my house, you disrespected me because I represent my house. Every house has a few, you know, people in them that other people might not get along with. And that's okay, because as human beings, we're always going to debate about something. Just as long as nobody touch anybody, it's friendly competition, and sometimes it gets heated.
Yeah.
All right, and we understand all of that. But at the end of the day, most of us have grown up together, lived together, hang out together. We hang out together because we always travel in a ball, so we always hanging out. Whether it's in clicks or
okay, cats. They said that's why I'm the host, is to read their questions. So the question that they sent over, and you know, I have to agree, because you know, Roddy didn't make a point earlier with the switch trade, and I'm going to check switch trade after the show is over. But they said the question that came over is actually is such a lady of God, why is she so negative towards Kiana?
Well, you know what? Speaking for Ashley, I can't really speak for her. You understand what I'm saying? But what I feel that they need to do is speak to one another, you know? Or if they're not going to speak at all, they know they shouldn't go around disrespecting each other. You understand what I'm saying?
And there goes your answer to your question, Miss Davey. You have a question that y'all would like to ask James, Miss Davey, because, you know, I have to be the badass bitch once again, Miss Davey, and ask questions because nobody wants to pick up the phone and wants to call in here, Miss Davey. But the phone lines, and I'm clearing all of the phone. We have, I had Switch K clear all the phone lines down to the four parties that's on the line, Miss Davey, and the lines are back up in Skype again, Miss Davey, and nobody has anything to say. Any other questions?
Hold it.
Yes, Ashley and Jasmine are really motherfucking our sisters.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
They say any other questions pertaining about anything that's been going on that y'all want to ask James.
You can ask me anything, but I want the people.
You can ask them anything. Send the questions over. Please, ain't no callers on the line. I got a whole bunch of callers, Justin, but nobody's pressing one. That's why we keep clearing the lines all night long. You got 67 people on the phone lines. You can see 67 numbers, but it's 120 people on the phone lines, and nobody just holds it on the phone lines, and nobody wants to come on and want to say anything.
But let me ask you this. Am I wrong for feeling this way? And that could go for any one of y'all.
And this is what we're not going to do. Okay, Justin, what we're not going to do is Ashley can say her real name as many times as she wants, but you're not going to sit here, and I'm not going to let you disrespect Ashley in this chat room.
Especially if you don't know her.
That's my sister, and yes, she will come to a ball and snatch a mic and tell y'all her government name on the mic, but what y'all not going to do in this chat room is y'all not going to sit here and y'all not going to disrespect her in this chat room.
Right, you're not, because you don't even know her. And if you were bold enough to say hello to her in her boy name, she would still answer you.
To the question that you said, what do you mean far as feeling the way about the Keanu and Ashley situation?
No. I'm saying
coming
on here, period.
All right.
And feeling
okay.
This way.
Right.
No, I mean, because I would take her from my house, too. I would feel the same way. And, you know, I know I got a lot of house.
I feel the same way, James. Bitch, when you mention this mistake, and bitch, and it's nothing positive on mistake, I'm a bitch, mistake, and I'm ready to smack mistake. And they can be in the wrong. They can be in the fucking wrong, this thing. And I'm going to snap. And when I find out the whole situation, I'm going to address the situation right then and there. And they're going to be right then and there. But when we went behind closed doors, I'm going to let them know that they was wrong. But
right.
You have to address yourself how it is.
That's right.
And I feel it. I understand.
Right.
Come on. You're not going to keep attacking. You know, we paid the little comments on the internet and stuff. We actually all get on the phone and kiki at it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's fun. It's a YouTube clip. You read somebody. You know, we find it to be funny and stuff like that, you know. But this is just going on a little bit too far now. You understand what I'm saying? Where I haven't said anything before. Now I feel like I got to say something because there's been a lot of smack. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And if you want to talk smack, then we can talk smack. You want to read, we can read. But be up front and do it to us. Don't do it behind our backs. And then when we come around, you talk about, yo, you stand on the sideline and your palms are bleeding from clapping so hard.
So, brother, I have a question for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I go through this. I went through this all the time with my mother as well. With Keanu being your daughter and Ashley being your close friend and mother of your house, how do you go about dealing with the conflict that they're having? How do you go about it, you know, say, as far as trying to negate the
situation?
Yeah.
I'll speak to both of them individually.
Okay.
You know, and me and Keanu have spoken about this. And me and Keanu have spoken about this time and time and time again. You know what I'm saying? And like I told Keanu, you know, if that's what she's saying to you and that's what you're feeling, then Keanu, you don't have to break your neck to speak to her. You understand what I'm saying? You don't have to go out your way to be nice to anybody. You understand what I'm saying? You can go on your own path, and y'all don't ever have to cross paths. It never has to be shade between them. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
If one don't see each other, the other one don't see each other. And we had this conversation, and just like I had this conversation with Ashley, even at the ball. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I walked up to her, she turns to me and tells me, please tell your daughter I'm sorry because I know that she's going to think it's shade. It's not shade or whatever. And I told her, you have to tell her that you're sorry.
Okay.
I can't speak for you, but like they know, don't put me in the middle of it. You understand what I'm saying? Try your best not to put me in the middle of it because I'm not going to pick a side.
Right.
Only thing
right.
I'm going to do is try to resolve
okay, James,
the situation.
Okay, I got two questions that came from the chat room. They said this is between Ashley and Keanu. You asked me on the phone. That's the first question. That's the first thing they said. The next thing is they said, James, do you think that Ashley owes Keanu an apology?
Well, he just answered that.
Yes, I think she owes
her
an apology.
He said yes to y'all girls in the chat room.
Yeah, no question.
Any.
You know what I'm saying? No question or whatever. But to get her on the phone, you know she's not coming on the phone.
Baby,
so
I already know she ain't coming on the radio station,
right.
Baby.
You know, that's not her thing. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like it's shade or anything to anybody or to the ballroom community. That's just not her thing. A lot of people don't come up on here. I come up on here when I feel like it because it's either something funny. You know, I get a kiki out of it. You know what I'm saying? Or I want to hear, you know, how everybody feel about a ball or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I get up on here and y'all know I'll come in. And then, Kelly, you know, if it gets a little bit rowdy, what I do? I try to calm it down.
Right.
I don't read nobody. I don't scream at nobody and tell nobody, you know, Mr. You got nerve and all this and all. Calm down. Because y'all all are on here, everybody wants to listen. Y'all can't scream at each other, and everybody can't understand everybody. You know what I'm saying? And everybody's getting all upset, and now this thing is spilling out into something. I.e., you and Charisma, Kelly. You understand what I'm saying? But y'all don't
yes,
come. Yes, y'all don't come.
We read y'all at the morning saying, I need
right.
to tell my sister I love her family.
Right.
Say,
exactly.
Oh,
y'all
don't know why this lady just low-rotted. Baby, you know what you need to stop. Stop. You know what you need to stop. Stop without, okay? Because why she just low-rotted, honey? I want her to come on the line, honey.
Cool.
Welcome to the radio station, honey. It's the legendary overall East Coast mother of the House of Cards. Nicole Carr, why are you low-rotted?
All right. First of all,
I am burning, so I'm low riding, but I'm in a different place. You know I'm burning the fuck up, but I'm not saying nothing. I'm being quiet. Miss Kelly, I'm going to get you. I told you a lot of times, you can see as my personal brother. You started burning me then. You're being fierce to get me on this phone to start things, Miss Thing. Stop, Miss Thing, for real. Because I'm, but how are you going to do that? How, no. And
you
then it becomes me.
You already, listen. You already know. We
all right, and you know what?
Happy
I was happy.
You
yes, know, James was
we talked
first.
About this.
I was going.
We talked about this Saturday at the ball, Miss Day. You know when it's when I need to get somebody up here on the show, you know what I'm going to do to get them on the show, Miss Day. And you see what happened? You called in here. I called this phone. I called everybody. I got to do is have the Flash Quincy or have the girls in the chat room start mentioning your name because I know you're watching the chat room, Miss Day, or I'll just start saying stuff that's going to bring you up on the line, Miss Day. You know I got to get you up here.
Okay, well, now that I'm here, you know, and we discussed this at the ball of us being sisters, but you know I'm going to always say what I don't like, and we have a lot of different things to think. All right, you do good for your Ms. Rahi thing. I love it. Your loyalty. See, I'm of a con. Most of the time, I would have defended my house like that. Now I have to defend a whole nother house. So I understand, but Rodney shut it down, so I didn't press one either because that was unfair what you did to my brother, period. I didn't see that. You clicked him
happened?
When he started to go off, but you let them come up here and to everybody that's listening, am I saying that? These
no,
people
on,
are
my
family, brother, sister. You didn't click that child when that child was reading Charisma.
Oh, no. Listen, Nicole, I was not on the phone. Tyana and Rodney was on the phone. I told them to hold on because the big boss had called in on the other line, and I had clicked over. I didn't know what happened with the boy in Charisma. I wasn't on the line then. And Rodney can vouch for that. I was on the phone with Jasmine on the other line.
You know what? I've been watching in the ballroom cream and nature. Now it's time. I've been watching y'all talk and y'all talk and y'all talk. Y'all 2005 girls, shut the fuck up. Y'all don't know nothing. Y'all are just getting y'all feet wet. Y'all are so disrespectful and saying things. Somebody came up to ski. That was the only person, father, that addressed it. Sanaya and Angel, leave that alone. That's dangerous. I don't want to talk about that. Kiana and Ashley, leave that alone. That's that old shim cliche, and y'all want to be in it and make that. No. Y'all somewhere where y'all need not be because this deeper, so much deeper than all of us. And, oh, this one, I don't want to talk about whether Sanaya was wrong or right. I don't. I'm sorry. I told Angel, I don't want. That's too deep. That's for them to take it and handle it because they are late. Ladies, and they are from the same time, and all of them coming up. Kiana's been out just as long as Ashley.
Right.
She's been out just as long as now. I mean,
right.
They all
right.
were on different types of fences, but they, me and Kelly, she's in that. I'm before her, but she came out and she's after me, and we're sisters. If I have a beef, we can make it fun for y'all, but it's not, you know, and I'm not blessed to read her. And to tell her things, but y'all need to understand, at the end of the day, that's my sister. And that's the problem. People are forgetting the real love about sisterhood. We may not like each other. We may not like what we say. We may not like what each other do. But when something is your sister, yes, I pick with her. Y'all all to see that I be reading. I want y'all all to see it so y'all can tell her. Because she knows, little do y'all know, that I'm going to do it. So I think that as fem queens, Kelly, not your statement of female figure, fem queens, leave that shade to us or to whoever is going through it. That puts a whole big family in it. People getting on the phone, you feel like Amina, Charisma, do it all over. It don't matter. She told us she's going to be at the next ball. That's right, Amina. That's that.
Right.
They both grow from their era. They got to make it hot. Too much fucking talking, and nobody is moving. And it makes me sick because everyone's talking about telling the truth. Ain't nobody telling the truth. I will fucking tell you the truth. I will
tell
you the truth so bad,
it
would be bad.
Let me tell you this. But the people that are talking are probably not even ball walkers or really turning it like that. And that's no shade to them, but that's the truth.
It's the truth.
No, this it goes back. Remember Danielle when Octavia when they, the shade with them girls.
That day is gone. That day is gone, and we know what time we live in now. And everybody that's here knows what time. Everybody that's from then that is still here knows what time it is now. And we know we in the present. No one is living in the past. So stop trying to use that as a read as well. About people living in the past and you know, doing this and doing that, or somebody is washed up and all that side shit is unnecessary.
Oh no, that was Miss Thing on the phone, huh? She started that one. She started a whole big thing. Mostly she started the legendary thing, if y'all not getting in. I'll tell her it was Kelly who started that shit. It was her in the house of Miss Ryan. I said it. It was them. Kelly was doing a whole big thing, and everybody is going off and crazy, this, and that. Now they're going all over this and everything, and everybody all scared. She yell, and everybody get loud. Not the fuck mine, because me and Kelly are both women, and we're the same fucking age. So why should I be intimidated or not say, no, but y'all all on phones and lines, and y'all talking about how y'all really feel, but y'all whack. Y'all all whack. I don't see that. Y'all need to keep it real. Sanaya, Angel, have a good battle. Kiana, I was happy that you did what you did. And Ashley is my best friend, my sister, and I love her to death. We never live 5 minutes away from each other. We live in the same building. But Kiana, gross. That's right. Defend yourself. But I'm not getting in that. I don't want to have nothing to say. I don't even ask Ashley no questions about it. That fem queen shade, girl. And then all these butch queens get involved and this one and that. No. And Kelly, I told you to stay tuned. It's coming near, a theater near you.
She went off, huh?
Good night.
Nicole is my sister. Nicole, we still here, Nicole. Why she hung up? Well, she slashed. I mean, she got up out of here.
James, what was your take on the ball? What was your take on the ball? Did you enjoy the ball? Would you have any dislikes on the ball?
I liked the ball. I thought the ball was fun. You know, I was a little, you know, intoxicated and, you know, a little other things. But, you know, I had me a good time. I thought everybody that did walk did a good job. I think Twist and Sister tag team was one of the best categories. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I had never seen Bubby and Kevin Prodigy. Yeah, Vogue like that. And Bubby Revlon just went in.
Yes, he did.
You know, I just want to let everybody know that, you know, after the cat fight that happened 2 weeks ago on Wednesday night, me and Nicole realized that we have different opinions on the thing. Nicole is for the old school, and I'm for the new school. It's still part of the old school because I was from that era and things, but I'm for the generation and for the older people that's in the scene that has
has not worked in a long time, that they can be mentors to these young kids and tell them what they can do to better themselves in the scene. So Nicole is no longer going to be a part of Tins and Chops. And what she was just saying is for me to get ready because Nicole is about to start branching out and she's going to be doing her own show. So definitely look for that. And I will definitely help Nicole build up her show and everything. And I would definitely come and be on her show and everything, you know, and come and make it hot on her show.
Hey, Kelly, you owe Jasmine. Kelly, you owe Jasmine an apology. You knocked her down last Tuesday when you was going in a rampage.
She told me at the bar, and I apologize. I'm so sorry, Jasmine. When the mother gets enraged, bitch, I don't see anything but the person that I'm going after. And when I was going to storm after the child that swung on me, I knocked Jasmine Icon down on the floor. I'm so sorry, Jasmine.
You bulldozed her.
Well, don't die. Like, baby, I was gagging. Oh, but to all you girls that's out there, all you girls that's out here, and you in New York, or you in the Philly area, and you want to come to New York tomorrow, Miss Dang, Luna and Jack and Boring Throwback is having Vogue Tuesday tomorrow night, and they have a tag team performance for $300 and 2 iPod touches. So girls, come out to Vogue Tuesday tomorrow night, and you have to be in a mask, in a Halloween mask. You and your partner have to have one the same mask. So come out tomorrow night to Vogue Tuesday. It's gonna be cute, honey. It's gonna be cute. I'll be in the building.
Tell them,
it
should only be one iPod Touch because they owe the House of Milan iPod Touch from not finishing our category.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, one of them told that they said bring 3 iPod Touches.
Oh, shit.
They said bring 3. And don't forget, on Thursday night, it's going to be Andre's birthday party at Esquilita's. Here in New York City, Thursday night is going to be Andre's birthday party. And then on Friday night at the Globe, Andre and Michael Hayes and Joseph is having his birthday party at the Globe on Friday night. So definitely come out and support. And then everybody's going to fly off to Atlanta and go to the MCM Ball. And then everybody's going to fly right back to New York and go to Alabama this weekend. So it's definitely a long weekend. It's definitely going to be a long weekend this weekend, honey. So, girls, get ready. I don't really, to the girls that have been asking me the question in the chat room, I don't really, I spoke to my grandfather, the icon Tony Revlon, when they was doing the show, and Tony wanted me to come on the show. And like I told Tony, I apologize to Tony for what I said because I heard Tony feeling, so I definitely apologize to Tony on the phone, but I want to make a public apology to Tony Revlon. But I'm never going to apologize to anybody for anything that comes out my mouth because I don't read anybody. I speak the truth. And for girls to come and sit here on this radio station or to sit on Walkley Wednesday, well, not on Walkley Wednesday because on Walkley Wednesday, the girls have so much balls, they pick everybody's name out. But for everybody to come and sit on these different radio shows and want to read people and not say their name and everybody in the chat room knows who they're reading or anybody on the phone line knows who they're reading this thing, I've never been that type of person, whether I was in the scene or outside of the scene. If you're going to read somebody or you're going to say something about somebody, be the man or be the woman or the transgender or the trans man and say what you have to say. Nobody's going to kill you for saying your opinion. Your opinion is your opinion. And they got mad. And I wasn't going to go up there and think, and, you know, the show was definitely a positive show over there the other night on Kai's show. It was definitely a positive show with all the icons and all the other legendary girls that was on there. And they wanted me to come on there. But all the things that they were saying about me in the chat room and at the little slight shit, cliche, they were throwing at me on the phone line. If I would have came up there and I would have came on the show would have went in another direction, and I didn't want to take that show in another direction because it was definitely a positive show. So I wanted to keep that show positive, and that's why I did not go up there on that show. So it could have definitely stayed positive. So does that answer your question? Okay. How you doing? So I don't know, honey. But, you know, I guess ain't nobody else going to call in here, you know. I had a little extra time for the show. But, you know, we're going to get out of here. I got to get in the bed. I got things I got to motherfucking do. So, So, you know, I'm about to get up out of here. Tyana, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, you guys.
Okay, that was my legendary sister, Tyana Milan. She said goodnight to you girls, and we'll see you back here tomorrow night with Tyana as she calls in. Rami, say goodnight to the girls, Rami.
Good night, everybody. Thank you guys for having me.
That was my legendary co-host, the legendary former Rodney Millard. Congratulations once again to me and Rodney for winning Legendary Women this weekend. Thank you, Rodney, for being my partner. I definitely want to thank everybody for definitely coming out tonight and listening to the show, Miss Thing. And I want to tell everybody that's on the phone lines, the numbers on the phone lines was incredible tonight. The ladies in the chat room was incredible tonight. The same way you girls come out here for all this negative publicity and negative stuff about the ballroom scene, definitely please come out tomorrow night and definitely support the icon Legendary Cabbage Ebony for Classic Tuesdays, Miss Thing. If you girls can come out here and have 75 and 80 people in the chat room for negative, why can't y'all have 75 and 80 people for the positive and have those same amount of numbers on the phone line for the positive show? It would be so great for all of you girls to take the positive and the negative and come out strong with those same numbers for both shows. Just don't come out and support the negative. Definitely support the positive in this scene, because that's what everybody seems to think this scene is about. It's about negativity, drugs, and sex, and all kinds of things. And we're not about that. So please definitely come out tomorrow night and definitely support Cabbage on Classic Tuesdays. Like I tell you every night, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely go into, and you pick somebody up, or whatever club you go into, and you pick somebody up, please make sure you definitely do practice safe sex. The life you save will be your own. And I'll see you back here tomorrow night for Classic Tuesdays with the legendary Cabbage Ebony. See you tomorrow night. Bye-bye.
I can be a freak. 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 I can be a freak every day of every week.
This is something that I love. Listen, I'm about to teach. Every single girl should embrace that inner freaky freak. Don't be scared, don't be shy. Yes, you gotta let it breathe. I can give instructions if you like to hear me speak. Let me see those handcuffs off. Let me see that leather gear. Kiss and tap and pull up here. Breaking your bitch in here. You wanna see you get down low. You wanna hear you, here you go.
I can be a freak every day of every week.
However you want it.
Every week.